You are standing in the museum's exhibition room. However, it was once Sigmund and Martha Freud's bedroom. Freud rarely slept in this room. During his final year of life in this house, he was often ill and found the stairs too challenging. Instead, he slept in his study while Martha slept here. This room is where the temporary exhibitions are now held. You will see our current exhibition is Freud and Latin America. It is an exploration of the impact of Freudian psychoanalysis in the region of Latin America, ranging from Mexico all the way down to Argentina. For the past several decades, Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, has had the highest proportion of psychoanalysts than anywhere else in the world. Latin America is now widely considered to be the center of psychoanalysis. This exhibition delves into the earliest years of how Freudian ideas permeated across the region, and who some of the key disseminators of psychoanalytic concepts were, such as Juliano Moreira, a Brazilian physician who modernized mental health treatment in Brazil, Honorio Delgado, a Peruvian psychiatrist who wrote letters with Freud for many years, or Fernando Allende Navarro, the first Chilean psychoanalyst. You'll see magazines and artworks from Argentina, a comic book from Mexico, and you can listen to a radio broadcast from Brazil, all influenced by psychoanalytic theories. In the large glass case on the left, you'll be able to see a couple of the objects from Latin America that Freud had in his vast collection of antiquity, one from Peru and one from Mexico. And finally, you can look up close at some of the books from Latin America that are in Freud's own collection, many of which he brought from Vienna and were filled with messages of dedication to the founder of psychoanalysis, which is fascinating considering he never even went there himself.